From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate has passed and sent to President Obama for his signature a massive spending bill that will keep a number of federal departments operating through next September. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has the story.
The bill is a package of what would be six different spending bills. They were wrapped together at the last minute while a crush of other business has taken center stage, especially the ongoing debate over health care. More than half of the spending bill's $1 trillion cost goes to government health care programs, Medicare and Medicaid. The other roughly $450 billion is for everything from NASA and Amtrak to public schools and highways. Many programs will see increases in funding. Democrats say that will pump money into the economy as it struggles to recover. Republicans say the increases are excessive and will burden the economy with more debt. It passed the Senate by a vote of 57 to 35. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The head of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, Christine Romer, says boosting employment in the U.S. will be at the top of President Obama's agenda for the new year. Romer said the country is still feeling the effect of Wall Street excesses.
There's a lot of blame to go around, but absolutely, we know that some of the practices that happened on Wall Street did set us up for what was a very severe financial crisis, and we are all still paying the price for what went on Wall Street.
Romer was on NBC's Meet the Press today. She says she will not consider the recession truly over until the unemployment rate eases back into the 5% range. It's double that right now. In Chile, a billionaire businessman appears to have gotten the most votes in today's presidential election. If he wins a runoff, he could oust the governing leftist coalition that has ruled that country for nearly 20 years. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Santiago, Chile.
Electoral officials said a partial vote count showed that Sebastián Piñera drew more votes than the ruling movement's candidate, Eduardo Frei. But Piñera apparently didn't get enough votes to avoid a runoff with Frei in January. Poll workers celebrated after the voting ended in a country analysts call Latin America's most democratically robust. Chile has a fast-growing, free-market economy, and poverty has dropped sharply under a string of left-of-center governments that took power in 1990, ending Augusto Pinochet's dictatorship. But the current president, Michelle Bachelet, couldn't transfer her popularity to Frei. He's a 67-year-old former president. If elected in January, Piñera says he promises to tackle problems like crime and an underperforming school system. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Santiago, Chile.
Famed economist Paul Samuelson has died at his home in Massachusetts. He was 94. Samuelson was the first American ever to win the Nobel Prize in Economics. He was cited for his effort to apply rigorous mathematical analysis to problems in economics. He also helped formulate tax policy during the Kennedy administration. This is NPR News from Washington. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was hospitalized today after a man struck him in the face with a statuette. Berlusconi's injuries included a fractured nose, two broken teeth, and cuts on his lips that required stitches. Berlusconi was attacked while he was signing autographs in Milan. A suspect is in custody. An avalanche warning has been posted for the Sierra region in Northern California and Western Nevada as residents and motorists dig out from a snowstorm. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has more.
The leading edge of a powerful Pacific storm which moved into the region Saturday brought plenty of snow to the Sierra Nevada. Areas above the 7,000-foot level have received up to 2 feet of snow. The avalanche warning issued by the U.S. Forest Service covers a large swath of the Central Sierra and for the backcountry outside of established ski area boundaries. With whiteout conditions along major highways, law enforcement agencies have been inundated with calls from motorists involved in accidents, some of them multi-vehicle mishaps. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel lit the National Menorah this afternoon on the Ellipse, a park in front of the White House, in celebration of Hanukkah. Rabbi Levi Shemtov heads up the annual ceremony. He says it's drawing widespread attention.
Thousands of people attending every year, and millions, in fact, tuning in from around the world via satellite links and other media, including the Internet. And it's become, in many ways, the primary symbol of Hanukkah in the United States.
Shemtov says this is the 30th anniversary of the first national menorah lighting. Then-President Jimmy Carter attended that ceremony. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.